listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Who said Gibbs doesn't like some throwback music here on a Throwback Thursday?
I love this. Was that a little 70s? This is
70s. McFadden and Whitehead. Ain't no stopping us now.
Leon, let's go.
Good
Leon
stuff.
McFadden.
I like this a lot. Know what's going on, by the way, with your Cleveland Browns. Get the latest information directly from the source. Download the official Cleveland Browns mobile app for Apple and Android phones, tablets, and iPads. Stay connected to your Cleveland Browns anytime and everywhere. I urge you to go out and check out our coverage of all that has taken place over these last couple of days. Got some great video there from a man, Nathan Zagura. He has a one-on-one with Dante Whitner that was outstanding. He's got some thoughts on the free agent signings that we have. Yours truly wrote some pieces about all the individuals that have been added to the team. Also the fact that, and we haven't gotten into this a lot because we've had other things to talk about, but yes, on the same day, the Browns released two quarterbacks. Normally, that would be the big news. Two quarterbacks, including a guy you drafted in the first round a couple of years ago, Brandon Whedon, and then Jason Campbell. And yeah, I know there's been a lot of good riddance sort of reaction, especially to the Whedon release, but it is what it is. So they've moved on from there. Obviously, those holes, those spots at quarterback opening up. But the new news is that the Browns are now adding players. And we talked to one of them just a short time ago in Carlos Dansby. Great interview. And a lot of people I know have reacted to that. We'll get into some of those tweets. And the news that we just broke here, Cardinals tight end formerly, Jim Dre, is now a Cleveland Brown. Nathan, tell us about Jim Dre in numbers.
Jim Dre coming off what was really a career year for him down in Arizona. Caught last year 26 passes, 215 yards, 2 touchdowns, all career highs. Didn't drop a single pass. Caught 26 of his 32 targets. In fact, over the from week 13 on, did not have a pass thrown to him that was anything less than a completion. So solid there, known more as a blocking tight end. Similar, I think, to Gary Barnidge, which would make me wonder how that's all going to play out. Went to Stanford, a smart guy, obviously. If you go to Stanford, I think you are an intelligent man. And a good blocker, good hands, reliable. Number two, a complimentary piece. This isn't a, you know, superstar type guy. He's a guy who's going to help with blocking on the edge and also be able to release and make some plays in the passing game when needed.
Got to upgrade that, and I think with all due respect to what this team had with Gary Barnidge, like Gary a lot, but if this guy can pull that off, then I'm all aboard having Dre here to help with that role, because you've got to have that tight end. You do have Jordan Cameron to catch the ball, but you also better have that role, because the last I checked, Kyle Shanahan is going to have a big mission to try to get this running game rejuvenated.
Right, absolutely. And that's one of the things, and when you talk about that outside zone, there is typically a tight end. Even when he was in Washington, oftentimes there would be two tight ends out there, one of them whose primary job was to block. And that's what I think we're going to see a lot of here out of Jim Dre, who joins the Browns right now. There's a picture on the Browns Twitter feed, at Browns, welcoming him to the team as he signs his contract to join the Cleveland Browns. So a couple of Arizona, we're getting some people out west here, which is nice. Yeah. And I think it'll be interesting to see this tight end, because now there is depth there. You've got, obviously, Dre, who was signed, Jordan Cameron, Barnidge is still on the roster, Marquise Gray, Kevon Milton, Andre Smith. I'd imagine some of those names will not be here. Gray, to me, the wild card of a guy who could become a pretty big athletic component to this team if he can make that transition to the position.
Yeah, it's all about doing that. And again, seeing how this system evolves and all the pieces that are a part of it and how they come together. And I think you bring all these people in with a purpose. Look, of all the names that we see here, of the four that have been added to the Browns, the two people that the reaction is going to be, wait, who is this guy? Well, the one that they just signed, Jim Dre, is going to be one of them. Isaiah Trufant's going to be another. They were not prominent guys in any respect with their previous teams, Trufant with the Jets, Dre with the Cardinals, but they fit with what this team, at least in the eyes of the people putting the pieces together, want to do. So when you're bringing in those kinds of players, you're targeting them for specific roles that you can see them play in studying them on tape. And you won't see gaudy numbers with either of them by any stretch of the imagination, but you see what you project ahead. And this is the job of Ray Farmer and his personnel staff. This is the job of Mike Pettine and this coaching staff, the assistants, to look at their roster, to look at that tape, look at their roster, look at their schemes, and say, this is how these guys are going to fit.
Exactly, and that's what it's all about. Again, there are 53 players on a roster. I think sometimes people will think in free agency there are only 22 and you're focused on the big guys. You need to have those role players too, and obviously this is a guy, Jim Duray, who they think will be able to help this Browns team out, and he will be with us, I'm being told, in about 15 minutes, so we will get the newest member of the Cleveland Browns right here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. But I want to go back to that Carlos Dansby interview real quickly, and I want to bring Megan Rock, who's been in studio with us, on for a second. And Megan, you could tell I was pretty fired up. I could tell you were fired up. What did you ask me during the break about my feelings about Carlos Dansby?
I asked you, on a scale of 1 to Josh Gordon, how much do you love him? He was so giddy. You should have seen him during the break. He has a grin on his face from ear to ear. He is so pumped and ready to go.
I love Carlos Dansby. I liked him yesterday when I got to talk to him briefly. I like him more now. I think one of the things that was missing from this Browns football team from top to bottom was the sense that there was some attitude, some swagger, and that has to be earned, and that's why it's going to come from these guys. But to bring up the whole level, I think, of this team, that's a challenge for Whitner and Dansby, but I think they are up to it, and he's got just a kind of a certain directness and charisma and belief that I like, and I know he's going to be a gnat. He's a guy who's going to be a dog pound favorite. There is no doubt in my mind.
So answer it. On a scale of 1 to Josh
Gordon.
He's
close. And what did I say? I said he's pretty close. He is pretty darn close. He is up there.
You're putting him in the Gordon.
No. He's close. Josh Gordon is in his own.
No. I'm talking about your love fest. With regard to your love fest. Because you fall in love. Right now, there's three names that come out of your mouth 7,000 times a day. Josh Gordon, number 1. Theodore Bridgewater, number 2, and now it's Carlos Dansby, 3.
I do enjoy it. Carlos Dansby made a strong move into the Browns Daily Pantheon for me in a very short period of time. And I love Dante Whitner, too. He's there. Obviously, you love Joe Hayden. He's up there. But, I mean, this guy has a certain magnetism to him that I sensed yesterday when I got to talk to him. And I think it came through because I've never seen our Twitter feed blow up as much off of an interview as it did with that one. I'll sum some of them up real quickly. Jeremy in Parma says, so many goosebumps. This guy's got the attitude we need. I like that one. And that's true. Here's Samuel Dean. He says, epic interview with Carlos Dansby. Just let out a primal yell in anticipation of the 2014 season. Here's that's another good. One. It's the same that's type dope. Of stuff. If that interview didn't give you goosebumps, says Josh Cullens, and get you pumped up, you're not a Browns fan. I like it.
Sure, and he's made that connection, and obviously we want to see that on the field as well, but you're right about the attitude thing. You're right about when you hear terms that are tossed around so tritely, actually, when you say we're going to change the culture. Well, what does that mean? We've heard change the culture in Cleveland so many times that it starts to turn into a dial tone. But when you get something behind that, when you can connect the personality to that and connect accomplishment to the personality, which we have with Carlos Dansby, there's reason to think that can get some traction. I can't wait to see this guy in the locker room, how he works with all these other players around him. As he said, there's something he knows they're gonna take a look at him. He walks in there as one of the few senior members of that team with going into his 11th season. How did he get there? How is he in such incredible shape? How does he keep his enthusiasm level where it is? And if you're a younger player and you're smart, you're paying attention to that.
That's right. I want to say the other names that I say all the time are Alyssa, Arden, and Bryce, my family. Aw.
Your wife just must have told you.
No, she didn't. She said, actually, you'll like this more than anybody, Notorious. She texted me, you totally fall in love so fast, hysterical.
She is so right. You
she
do.
Is right. Well,
you
she do. Knows me better than anybody on the planet.
Yeah, you do. You walk out of there. You know, I love that guy. How long
I do. I get
him?
Fired up. Listen,
I met him 5 seconds. I love him.
I'm an attitude of gratitude, all positivity type of a guy. If you want pessimism and wet blanketedness, you're going to the wrong place. You'll have to dial up Notorious for some of that, or realism. I'll even let you call it realism.
At least give me realism.
Yeah, I'll give you realism.
Somebody's got to balance you out, dude. Somebody has to balance you out.
I love it. All right. We'll be back with more CBD.